Time now for Ask the Expert. I want to welcome in my guest today, Connie Gulick with Gulick Capital. Connie, good morning.
Good morning, Joey.
Good to talk with you, Connie. And as we get started today, Connie, a listener asks, I want to do better with my finances in 2022, but I have no idea where to start. So, Connie, what steps should we take now to improve financially?
Well, Joey, it can be an overwhelming project. And unfortunately, when a task appears overwhelming, often the response is to procrastinate. But as a first step, you determine where you are now. Kind of take inventory. Ask yourself, do I have too much debt? Do I have too little set aside for retirement? Am I living month to month with no savings for emergencies? What protection do I have if my income stops because I can't work? So step one is to determine where you stand today. And if you don't stop and take a hard look at where you are today, then there's not likely to be any progress in 2022. And then step two is to prioritize. So once you've identified where you stand, then you begin to prioritize. If debt is a problem, then a plan to reduce your debt should be a top priority. Immediately stop increasing debt by living on less than you make each month. And at the same time, put a plan in place to pay off your debt with specific deadlines. Even if it means an extra part-time job where all that income goes towards debt reduction, do it. It's difficult to make progress in the other areas of your financial life until debt is under control. And then step three is to build an emergency fund. Work to accumulate a savings account that equals 3 to 6 months' income for emergencies. Save a portion of every paycheck for a rainy day. And this fund will really help you stay out of debt, because in the future, when you have an emergency, you'll have the cash and you won't have to use a credit card. And then finally, step four is participate in your employer's 401k plan. The goal should be to save at least 10% of every dollar you earn for your future long-term security. If 10% is too much right now, then start wherever you can. And then every year, increase your contribution gradually until you can get to 10%. With a payroll deduction plan like a 401k, it's on autopilot. So once you get it set, it really will work for you and for your family. So identify your top priorities for 2022 based on where you stand today, and then make at least one change right away. And a professional advisor can help you develop a plan and coach you to stay on track.
Well, Connie, if our listeners would like information on today's discussion, what's the best way they can get in touch with you?
They may call us at our Roanoke number, 540-772-4545. That's 540-772-4545.
This has been Ask the Expert this morning on WFIR.